Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder, and thanks for tuning in to another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And as always, I have a question for you. Do you believe freedom is obtainable? That's a loaded question. In today's podcast post and video, I'm going to explore how freedom comes to us incrementally as we uncover the many layers of captivity which plague our lives. What this means is that we're always chasing some new elusive form of freedom. Join me now as we learn to see beyond our illusions about freedom in this life and explore how ultimate freedom, which we can access now, will ultimately require our death. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for coming back to yet another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. I am your host. My name is Kevin Winder. Welcome back to the program. Yes, it has been a couple of weeks, several weeks now. And for all of you who are actually listening to this, this will be just for you. This is just an update on where I'm at. So I have taken a quasi sabbatical where I have pulled back from my weekly writing and my weekly podcasts and my video production so that I can truly try and use that creative energy, that time to focus on completing my book, which is called Oblivious. Now, Oblivious is a book that I started back in 2013, if you can believe it or not. So almost 10 years trying to midwife this thing into the world. It's had several rewrites, many iterations that's had the same message, the same goal for over 10 years, but now it's become nuanced. It's become very, what I believe, very important to the world right now. You see, we have a world that's very oblivious. We go around in darkness. We go around with a set of illusions about life, about the world. Our worldview shapes everything. It shapes our politics. It shapes our faith. It shapes how we raise our children. It shapes how we treat others. It shapes how we drive, how we do anything comes out of all of this. And yet, if we're sleeping, if we're anesthetized, if we are not awake, we seriously miss the depth of life. It is found in the smallest little thing. And what I'm trying to do in this book is deconstruct all of our affiliations with institutional power. I'm trying to follow in the steps of Christ, in the teachings of sacred text, to help the religious mind, which by now you should know is more prevalent than at any time in the history of our world. Now, I know most people think that the world is becoming less religious. It's not true. It's become more religious. Politics is the new religion. Media and news are the intravenous injection that we live off of instead of solid food of wisdom and discernment. We are more religious than ever. And the message that euangelion, the gospel, the word, the logos that John the Baptist brought, that Jesus ushered in, is this freedom from being named by your institutional power. It's the call into being authentic, your true soul, your true self, found transparently in your maker, your God. This is the message of all of Scripture. Christianity should never have become a world religion. It should have always been the anti-religion as it was intended to be. And now we live in this place where we have competing religions, competing politics, limited understanding, blindness, darkness, and the world is falling apart. And so this is what I'm trying to get at through not only my podcast, my messages, but this book. And so I would ask you to please consider praying for me, giving me words of encouragement, inspiration, thoughts as I go through this time, because as I fight this spiritual battle to find the words, to use the time effectively, it is a headwind that I have not fully experienced in my life. So all you can do to help me, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to give you this podcast fresh today. It comes along with the video series. So I'm going to continue with the half picture series where I'm using short form content, 500 words or less. And today we are going to talk about something that is intrinsic to all of human life: freedom. And you may want freedom like we all do, but you might be surprised to discover that the freedom you seek may only be a part of the true freedom that's available. And so that's what we're going to look at today in this podcast. And it is podcast number 350 or 60 or something. I don't even know. It's been so long since I recorded one. But it is called Free. Within each person is a deep yearning for freedom. Freedom, like oxygen, is required for life. Yet most of us can't fully define it. Our lives are covered with layer upon layer of captivity. And thus, we only know freedom from its most proximate layer to our life. And this is why some people see freedom as being debt-free, while some see freedom as doing as we please, or being who we imagine ourselves to be. Now, while each layer of freedom is important, once discovered, each only opens up a new envoy of captivity. A person free of debt is not free from having to work. A person free of one addiction soon discovers captivity to another. Countries that are based on freedom and democracy turn out to be neither. No wonder we are captivated by cynicism. Every sector of human life has a guru which will offer us a futile freedom within our health, our finances, our work, or our faith. And each area of discovery and growth brings with it a commensurate amount of liberation, but not ultimate freedom. And those who have had the economic means or the time to pursue this elusive freedom often only find despair once they realize the captivity of our brief lifespan or the limitations that are still imposed upon them. The spiritual freedom offered by systems of faith helps us access the frameworks we need to discover a greater freedom, but often they just bind us in yet another form of religious captivity. So what are we to do? Where can we turn? If we would find and fully experience a true, fully orbed, multimodal, ontological freedom, well, the best I can offer is that it comes by way of divestment, not acquisition. Freedom is possessed first by our willingness to die. Whether in part or whole, freedom displaces our captivity once some part of us is mortified. See, we must become free from our surface level self while simultaneously discovering our true inner self, our cardia, our soul, who is transparently grounded in our Maker. As John Calvin once said, the search for God and the search for self are the same pursuit. Within this timeless, infinite state of being, this presence or stillness, however you get there, we can gain a glimpse of who or whose we are in love. And this light casts a shadow upon all the fictions and attachments and artifacts that we've all collected to prop themselves up as the I we wish to show the others. Freedom is at last the ability to see our pseudonyms, our pretenses, and the temporal illusions of our life. And once we see them, for the shadow puppet that they are. Freedom is the ability to accept each of them as the teacher they now become, and not resent them for the captivity that they bring. For once we are free to see clearly beyond our life through this darkness, death itself becomes the mark of liberation, not captivity. Paul said it this way: the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.